Welcome yet to another episode of the Real Radio Group. I am your host, Onyato. And today we want to talk about fitness. We want to know why you should be fit. And we have our trainer here, fitness trainer.
Hassan Ibrahim.
Welcome, mazee, huku kwa podcast.
Asante sana.
I want you, like, welimiche watu hapa inje. Reasons why they should be fit. Because majority of the people, especially my guys, wakati wanaenda nini kuwa fit, they tend to only think of being muscular and that, like, what goodness comes with being fit?
Shukran sana. So venye umesema, it's true. Mm-hmm. Most people ufikiria fitness lazima your chest ikwe out, shoulders ikwe broad, with the biggest person in the room. Actually, that's not fitness entails. Fitness is making sure you are in control of your own body, the first thing. Unafaa understand what your body is made up of, how can you control your body, what are the best ways to keep yourself in shape so that you can fight diseases. Actually, ju fitness na fighting diseases ni kazi ko married.
Ni kazi.
Ni kama ziko married.
Oh, ni kazi ko married.
Ni kazi ko married.
They work hand in hand.
Yeah, fitness and diseases. You have to be fit to fight diseases.
Yeah.
Sindio? So hapo kwa kuelimisha wasee, what I can say, being fit should be part of your lifestyle. Make sure that being fit, venye unamka asubuhi, umelala na simu pale kando, ukiamkanga tu hivi, you always have the tendency ya kuchukua simu na kuangalia, uende pale social media, ufeed gram in nini. So the same thing should work with your body. Ukiamka asubuhi, say, oh, acha niende press ups 20, ama let me skip the rope, acha ni jog kiasi. At least now you'll make your body get used to that trend. Because akili itajua nikiamka, nafani ruke rope mara 20. Imeruka asubuhi na burn calories, I'm keeping fit. So it's a tendency unafaa live by it. Unafaa ujue every day is a fit day.
Okay. Yeah. Every day is a fit day. Like, how can somebody, like, ukuna trace fitness yako unajua iko up to date?
Okay. Unaweza kuwa na plan. You can create a timetable. Ama there's an app. We have a lot of fitness apps out here. You can put reminders on your phone for fitness. So when you have, let's say, an app, whenever you are free, it will notify you that it's time to get fit. So most people complain that they don't have time to keep fit. Actually, hiyo inakuanga the major thing.
So ni time tu ndio wajatengeneza ikuwe part of them.
Yeah. If you ask somebody, why don't you go to the gym?
Like,
time. But actually, we always have 24 hours, right?
Yes.
So there's always that time you'll have which you are doing nothing. Actually, we always don't say, you will never find time to go to the gym.
Yes.
You will never find time to go to the gym. What you do, you create time to go to the gym.
Oh, you create time to be in the gym.
You create time to be in the gym. Your fitness space. Ama tatupale nyumbani na mati yako nini. Create time to do it, because you'll never find the time to do it.
Is there the diet and nutrition knowledge that you have received, some education that you may have?
Okay, tunasemanga, when it comes to fitness, ama training, you always say it's not always about 100% working out. No, fitness, gym, it's always 30% working out, 70%
diet. 70%
diet. 70% diet,
yes.
30% working out.
Okay, so which some of the diets zenye huko ngambaya, like kwa mfano size zenye zineza cause obesity, maybe fatness unnecessary, which diets should be avoided so much, like, for now?
Okay, actually, atasemangi that kuna foods unafaa uavoid na zenye you don't have to avoid, because whenever somebody walks into the gym, they always have the intention and the reason why they've gone to the gym. There is that skinny person who wants to be bulky.
Yes.
And there is that fat person who wants to be maybe lean or of medium weight. So, diet varies. The person who is skinny, you will always advise him to have more calorie intake, more proteins, so that he can grow big.
Yes.
And the person who has already the muscles, okay, fat is not the good word that you always use, a bulky person.
A bulky.
Yeah,
yes.
Bulky or a huge person who wants to cut down on the weight,
yes,
you'll advise him to maybe avoid too much proteins.
Fats. Avoid too much, yes.
Yeah, should increase carbs.
Yes.
Vegetables.
Yes.
And cut down on food with high calorie intake because he wants to cut down. So when it comes to diet, we have different types of people. So mm-hmm. something might be bad for you, mm-hmm. it might be good for the other. Yes. So there is never a bad diet for somebody who is trying to work out.
Yes.
So you just have to fix which is the right one that suits you.
Yeah, well, according to your body also.
Yeah, you also have to understand your body. Mm.
The food that so kuna hawa watu wanono, mm. unapata wana body shemiwa, ati wao ni wanono, ati wao nini. So like umo experience cases ka hizo saa hiyo ya mnafanya fitness, yeah. maybe amongst your class kuna watu like how we unatendingi kuambianga aje because kuwa motivate or something wakwe wanarudi gym.
Yeah, okay, actually body shaming ni kitu yenye iko. Mm-hmm. Actually to body shame someone is the worst thing you can ever do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no reason for you to body shame. Okay, ukiwa kwa gym, mm-hmm. or mostly when you're starting in the gym, there's always that fat guy who is it's day one, eh? Yeah. In the gym.
Yeah.
Fika hapo ameangalia, watu vifua ziko nje, ma six pack kutoka kwa mirror tu pale wana flex.
Yeah.
Yeye anaangalia tumbo yake kwa huku anasema, "Ai, now how will I make it?"
Mm.
That should never be a setback, but mm-hmm. it should be a motivation.
It is a motivation.
Don't look at those people and you're like, "I'll never mm-hmm. make it." I look at them and say, "I'll be like them." Mm-hmm. So the only thing to do, mm-hmm. just start.
Begin.
People will always talk. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you have to understand. People mm-hmm. will talk. People will laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a goal in your head. You know,
I have. Which to is for your own good. Also.
Yeah, it's for your own good. You know that like, mm-hmm. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. I have to achieve this.
Mm-hmm.
So you should not be thinking about what people will say, but mm-hmm. actually walk into that gym, do your sit-ups, mm-hmm. do your pull-ups, go to the bench, mm-hmm. press, finish your workout, go mm-hmm. home, focus on your diet. As time goes by, mm-hmm. you'll see the results.
Okay.
And the good thing with training is once you've seen the results, you never want to stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sasa na wale wote wenye wanatokanga ba huko ma 6 asubuhi. Sasa wao gym yao inakuwa na schedule gani?
Everyone, you can just create a time.
Yeah.
It's not a must you train in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You can train in the evening. You can train after job.
Mm-hmm.
Train when you're free.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the bodybuilders. These are mm-hmm. people who are in the game of training. To mm-hmm. them, training is their work. So
yes.
for him,
mm-hmm.
he is always in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always see him big.
Mm-hmm.
He never cuts down on weight because that is the job. So even to that person who unasema 6 a.m. ndo anaingia kwa nyumba,
yeah. yeah.
ataingia 6 a.m.,
uh-huh.
atalala, akisha lala, kumbe kiisha, he's back in the gym.
Okay.
Na naendelea tu keep fit.
Mm. Hasa unajua mtu kama mimi, fitness yangu inafai kwe ya kuwa mbigi, sindio? Sasa mimi naweza kula kama nini sahi? Foods zenye ziko rich in what?
Meat.
Meat.
Fish.
Beans.
Vegetables. Increase your carbohydrate intake,
uh-huh.
ugali nini.
Uh-huh.
And then... we always say,
mm.
if you find that the foods are too expensive, okay,
mm-hmm.
most of us, we are in campus, right?
Mm.
You cannot eat fish every day, you
yes.
cannot eat meat every day, right?
Uh-huh.
We have something that we call supplements.
Uh-huh.
So supplements, we have many forms of supplements. We have creatine, uh-huh. we have whey protein.
Uh-huh.
So supplements, these are like the fish, meat, they are put into one place. It's like an omega.
Yes.
Or the
combination of
yeah,
all
it's a combination of all the meals
yeah.
into one place. It's mostly in powder form.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't afford the fish, meat, or anything, you mm-hmm. can go to the Samarin chemist.
Mm-hmm.
We also have gym shops where there are supplements.
Mm-hmm.
So the mostly supplements that people use are always the whey proteins,
mm-hmm.
the caseins,
mm-hmm.
the creatine. So most people confuse these supplements with steroids.
Yes.
So that's where there's always a when you see somebody went to the gym.
Somebody should get the right ones.
Yeah.
Of course, the supplements.
No, supplements, they are right supplements to be used.
Yes.
Steroids is another thing on its own.
Yes. Is it a drug or what are steroids?
Yeah, steroids, it's a drug. It will make you big.
Yes.
Very short time.
Yes.
Very huge, but the side effects.
So it is unhealthy.
Side effects, very unhealthy. If
uh-huh.
you You can always ask for advice before you start the gym. Mm-hmm. When you need supplements, you can walk to a chemist, ask for the right supplement to use for your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's supplements that will help you bulk, supplements that will help you cut down,
mm-hmm.
supplements that will help you shred. You've seen these shredders.
Yes.
These are people, they're not big, but when you see their body, it's Ronaldo, yeah?
Yeah.
Their body is like very, very shredded.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have supplements for that.
Oh, unapata part moja imefura nini?
Yeah, with steroids.
Mm.
Alafu pia. There's many issues, health issues. Mm-hmm. Like, steroids should be highly avoided.
Okay. So, as we are finishing, vile Kenya umeona ama wasi wote wa kampo ama like wasi wote in general ukitembea anga wewe unaona aje watu wako healthy wako fit ama unaweza advise aje kwa sasa generally kwa statistics vile umecheki?
Okay, generally naweza sema the level of fitness kama naweza patiana percentage I'd say 40% are fit.
40% are fit.
Yeah,
that is it, you guys. What went a gym, 40% of the 60 million population
because venye tu nimekuambia most people watalia time. Mtu atakwambia nitafukuzana na petroli ama nitafukuzana na treadmill.
Yeah.
Nitafanya gani? So unapotanga ndio maana mostly watu wakishafika hospitali na sasa daktari anakuambia eti you have to start working out, check on your body and the gym. Mostly what happens unapatanga people don't train. But sasa ikifika ile point ameona hata kusimama imekuwa kazi na anasema buda unajua kama mtu anaenda gym hata mimi just try and make it a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Si lazima you lift the heaviest weight in the gym.
Hata
amka asubuhi do some 10 press ups, jog, or you can walk around your compound, ride a bicycle, just make your body used to working out and trust me you'll enjoy your life. You'll live the best life ever and working out reduces stress, so hata hutakuwa na time ya kucomplain.
Kwanza sasa ya petrol hivi stress zinatukula vichwa bora.
Stress ni mingi, working out will reduce stress because you can imagine if you're having a bad day at work, just walk into the gym.
Yes.
Ukifika bila environment your body itself, it's just free.
Yes. Okay, that guys, this guy is a gym trainer and he has so much knowledge. Tunaweza pata knowledge wapi? Yako wapi kwa maybe through interaction na media zako?
You can follow me at Instagram, I'm Kolbo Hassan, or you can follow me at TikTok, Hassan Gymrat, also at Twitter, Kolbo Hassan. Those are the handles. Ask anything about fitness that you need to know. There are also my videos. I've done a couple of videos there. You can also comment. And if you need to know anything about working out, the various exercises you have to do, just hit my DM.
Yes.
I'll be likely to offer my help.
Okay, thank you guys. It has been a good one with this fitness guy. And of course, what went the gym banners? 40% out of 60 million is a bad number.
Yeah.
Yeah, until next time, don't forget to subscribe and share. Thank you guys.